Hey everybody, it's Daryl Turner, and I just want to ask you a question. Has your buzz worn off? On this week's episode, I want to talk about what drives salespeople. Now, this podcast today might be a little bit different because some of you are thinking, wonder what kind of buzz he's talking about. Well, let's talk about the buzz of winning, the buzz of feeling victory, the buzz of being on top of your A game. Now, you're going to remember just a couple years ago, when it was impossible to lose, the market was crazy good. You needed basically a pulse and a smile to make a good living. And that was quite a buzz. And a lot of people were like, man, I just wish it would be like that again. Hey, here's the deal. Some of you made money in 2020 and 2021 that you did not earn. And it was an artificial buzz. You weren't winning to get that. Now you need to find a way to create your own buzz. Hey, here's what I want to tell you. Winning is fun. Winning is fun, but the right actions are what's required to win. You know, in a market like this, you have to ask yourself, what are you doing to stay ahead of the curve? What are you doing to continue to win? What are you doing to be on your A game? Are you learning? Are you listening to podcasts? Are you reading books? But how about this? Are you implementing? Are you implementing? Yesterday, Raquel and I were spending a little bit of time hanging out, and she said something to me that called me out because there was something I was supposed to do that I was procrastinating on. Have you ever procrastinated? And she said, I love it when I can use your own content on you. It's actually what she said to me. And I'm like, you think that's funny, don't you? And she kind of laughed. The reality is she was right. There was something that I was not implementing the way I needed to implement. You know, here's what I want you to think about. I want you to think about that super educated, highly knowledgeable person that you know that makes no real living at all. They're not getting ahead financially. They're not winning in their field. And then I want you to think about the person with an average education, average knowledge level, and they're crushing it right now. What's the difference between those two people? It's not their knowledge. It's not the information they have in their mind. It's not their education. It's our level of engagement. It's our implementation. The number one thing we need to be focusing on right now to create a new buzz is to be implementing, to be doing the things we need to be doing, to be focusing on the win, even if it's just a small win, because that'll create a buzz that'll push us towards the next win and the next win and the next win. So here's ultimately what today's podcast is all about. If you think you're going to win in your field by learning something new out of a book, by scouring the internet versus implementing the information that you know, or even implementing new information, you're mistaken. If you're looking for the feeling of victory to return without getting back on the field, you're mistaken. If you're looking to grow your business without asking for the order and without strategically following your sales plan, you are mistaken. So if you're one of those people that felt like you were doing really well when times were great and now you've been knocked to your knees, ask yourself what three things you could do this week to change your game. What three things you could do to up your A game. What three things you could do to take your mind off of distractions, off of negativity, off of failing, and to be able to put your mind in the right place. Your potential is unlimited. You know, when you grew up, like I grew up, the word potential to us was more of a fixed word. People would say you have potential, and we saw it as this fixed thing. But let me just say this to you. Your potential is a variable. If you can change your thinking, you will change your potential. Do you want to earn more? Change your thinking. You want to do better in your job? Change your thinking. Change your associations. Modify who you're spending time with and focus on what's possible, not what's impossible or not probable. You want your buzz back? Start winning again. Ask yourself, what three things can I do this week to create a higher level in my A game? I hope this podcast has helped you. Pass it around to your friends. And as always, if you have a topic you'd like me to discuss, email it to me at info@darylturner.com. Have an amazing week.